Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of October, we will be exploring the topic, Embracing His Assurance. October 15, His Conquering. The tombs were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Matthew 27, verse 52. I have a little sign on my refrigerator. I bought it in a Christian store after my mom passed away from cancer. It reads, "For cancer is so limited, it cannot cripple love, shatter hope, corrode faith, destroy peace. It cannot kill friendship, suppress memories, silence courage, invade the soul. It cannot steal God's gift of eternal life. It cannot quench the Holy Spirit. It cannot lessen the power of the resurrection." The tomb is not the last word. There is a striking passage found in Matthew 27, verses 52 and 53, which is not found in any other gospel. After Jesus yielded up his spirit, and the veil of the temple was torn, and the rocks were split, Matthew records the amazing event of the resurrection of many saints, linking their rising from the dead with the power of Jesus over death. From Old Testament times, there was an expectation that when the Messiah came, he would have power over death. Matthew points out that this expectation was fulfilled through the death of Jesus. Resurrection and salvation are shown as the result of the death of Jesus. His death conquered death. When Jesus died, so did death. Jesus' sacrifice on our behalf was confirmed when he rose from the dead. We have the assurance that death is not permanent for those who believe in Jesus. When mourning the companionship of a loved one you lost, remember that Jesus already conquered death. The resurrection of many saints, which occurred that weekend, foreshadows the upcoming resurrection of all believers in Christ at his second coming. This is the blessed assurance that we have, especially at a time when we have lost a loved one or when we ourselves are facing death. Death is not the end. The resurrection is followed by eternal life because Jesus conquered death and he has the keys of death. Jesus said, "An hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs will hear his voice." John 5, verse 28. Jesus wins. Take heart and comfort each other with his words of assurance.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins.